You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you. Support comes from the Friends of the McCracken County Public Library. Kentucky string band Gideon's Rifle plays at the summer reading program kickoff tomorrow from 6 till 9 p.m. in Dolly McNutt Plaza in downtown Paducah. Thanks also for support from King Sound Studio at 625 South 4th Street in Paducah. King Sound Studio offers a professional audio and recording studio featuring analog and digital equipment with acoustics suitable for individual, multi-track, and full-band recording. KingSoundStudio.com. You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to welcome to the program Kelsey Walden. Kelsey, welcome to WKMS and Sounds Good.
Thank you.
Is this really the first time you've ever performed on the station?
Yes. I'm pretty sure. I feel like I would have remembered it if I had, but it's possible that I could have forgotten because I forget things sometimes. But no, I've called into the station a few times and done some phoners and some phone interviews and stuff. I think I've had some stuff played on here, and mm-hmm. you guys have been a great support. But this is the first time I've done it in studio.
So you're from Ballard County. What part of that vast county are you from?
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's a big county.
What town are you from, though?
I'm from Barlow, Kentucky, which is, via, like, a lot of people have been putting on stuff, and I'm from Monkey's Eyebrow, which is also true. It is true. I mean, it's the same. It's hard to explain to people that
that's actually a place.
Well, and that it's like kind of the same. I mean, I can say I can claim Barlow too, because it's literally like right up the street from, you know, Monkey's Eyebrow is like a community, you know, and my dad still has a hunting lodge down there, which is a Walden Lodge. And I lived there until I was about 13, until my parents divorced. And then, we just moved to Barlow, which is like right up the street. So then I spent, it's all the same, really.
Yeah.
But I am truly from Monkey's Eyebrow. It's true.
And you're coming back. You've got a CD release party tonight at 7 at Maiden Alley Cinema for your, I think nationally it's released on June 24th, The Gold Mine.
Yes, it is. We're going to do a second release show at The Basement in Nashville on June 23rd. And then June 24th is, when it's out on the web and at the local stores and stuff like that. Not worldwide distribution yet, but online at least. That's when it'll be
this
out
is a
there.
Really exciting time for you, and we're going to talk more about some of the things that have happened, but I think our listeners are dying to hear a couple of songs, and I know I am. So what are you going to grace us with?
Well, what'd you play earlier on the radio?
I played High in Heels.
Okay.
But if you can play it again, if
awesome.
You want.
Awesome. Yeah, I might do an acoustic version of that later. Let's see. I might first do a track that I don't feel like I don't get to do a lot anymore. It's not a single yet or anything. It was called Me and You Again, and it's track number 5 from the record. So this is Me and You Again. I've been running around and never found no one. No one here likes to have my fun. I ain't got a job, ain't got no money. This old town just looks at me funny. And that's me and you again. That's me and you. Kind of people that you might meet at some dirty old bar way across town. We stick around until the lights go down. And now it's me and you again. Now it's me and you again. And there's a lot of things that's been on my mind. When the come down starts, I'll be doing time. My heart will break again. I'm not worried about what I can't define. And that's heart will break again. And I've let you in, and that's just fine. I'm not worried about what I can't define. And now it's me and you again. And I never wanted to have someone. I don't see how it can't be done. I'm moving everywhere, slow as I can. Look now, here I am in love again. And that's me and you again. That's me and you again. That's me and you again. That's me and you again.
Woo! That was great. Ooh. That's me and you again.
Yes. Thank you. That's the first song I've played all morning, so I'm still warming up.
And I got to say, we had thought this would be a full band affair, but I think that the scenic beauty of LBL might have slowed you down a little bit, and so Kelsey didn't know she was going to perform solo till probably a few minutes ago. So you're doing a bang-up job. Do you have another for us?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. I feel like I should play some of the stuff that's been out and about there, out in the world.
Yeah, I need to say that the Rolling Stone Country named Kelsey one of the 10 new artists to watch in country music, not in Kentucky, but in the entire nation. That's got to feel great and also probably surreal for you in equal parts.
You know, I don't know. It's been so cool, this record. You know, we worked so hard on it, and, you know, we've been really working hard to get got a great team behind me right now that's really been, you know, helping a lot. And I feel so thankful that, you know, it's just being received really well. I mean, you never know about that kind of stuff, you know. You never know, like, what's going to, you know. And I've just kind of, you know, done it my way this whole time and kind of done what I wanted to do. And I'm just really glad people are digging it, you know. That's awesome.
Well,
I was surprised.
The record's great. I mean, is this your fourth album?
Yeah, technically. I mean, technically it's my first, you know, it's my first, like, you know, debut kind of self-titled, like 11 songs, you know. I've done the last few things were like EPs, and then I kind of did another little, you know, had a couple projects, you know, when I was younger and stuff like that. But this is kind of the first, like, you know, full-length record.
We might have known you from around here, but now this is like, hello world. This is Kelsey. That's what this record is.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, in a way. I mean, the last EP was definitely kind of, you know, especially locally, like Nashville wise. You know, I think it did what it needed to do, and it went well too. But you know, this one, yeah, is kind of way more like, you know, hello, here I am kind of thing. So,
what do you want to play?
I suppose. I think I'm going to play The Goldmine, which is the title track of the record, so we're about to get real sad here.
As all good country songs
right.
should.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
This is Kelsey Walden, ladies and gentlemen.
Daddy, you're a pilgrim on your own kind. You've got all the possessions to make a family so proud. But a house on a hill ain't everybody's dream. All the riches and the pleasures ain't everything. No, I just wanna your hardest to show your face in this town. But you left the ones you love to be with someone new. And this paper made of green is really making blue. No, I don't want the gold mine. I don't want what you got. No, I don't want the gold mine. I just want. Turns out sometimes I do. But I don't want a gold mine. I don't want what you got. No, just wanna be alright. I just wanna be alright. I just wanna be alright.
That was great. Your style, Kelsey, it's almost like you skipped a generation. When you list your influences, you don't even really need to say their last names, like Towns and Loretta. Did you grow up listening to those classic country artists?
Yeah, I did. I mean, you know, of course in high school I went through, you know, a whole different, you know, my granny and everything was always, you know, we used to always travel to Nashville when I was younger, like, I mean, Opryland, like, you know, all that stuff. And my granny's a big country music fan. And, you know, she just knows everybody. I mean, Mel Tillis, you know, Brenda Lee, you know, of course, Loretta and Patsy Cline. And I loved all that stuff. Loved it. I mean, that was probably my first kind of like, you know, I want to be a singer kind of thing. I mean, I just loved it. And then, of course, you know, there was like 90s country, which was when I was younger, which was real. You know, that was some of my first, you know, the Judds. I mean, Pam Tillis, stuff like that, you know, which I'm still really nostalgic about. I just, you know, that had a really big influence on me when I was younger, and I really was raised on country music. And then, you know, high school, I went through, you know, I had like every Beatles record. I got all the Bob Dylan, you know, we went through Janis Joplin, went, you know, eventually came to like Neil Young, Graham Parsons, you know, early Emmylou, you know, which kind of, and then the rest is history, you know, it just kind of has segued itself, you know, through just basically American roots music, you know. And then I've kind of came around recently to, you know, since I've been older, I've discovered even more, you know, because of course when I was younger I loved stuff like Loretta Lynn and Tammy Wynette and stuff, but then, you know, I've gotten older and I've discovered like all the, you know, all the deep cuts, all the like stuff that's on vinyl that's not, you know, I mean, I can really truly call myself a fan now because I just kind of really came back to it and started studying it, you know, a lot. So.
You've been in Nashville for how many years?
It's been about 3.5 this time around. I was there once when I was 19 for a year. It was a total different part of my life, but I was there. And then I moved back home for 2 years and I came back. So it's been 3.5 this time.
And you've been making music and putting out EPs, and now all this stuff is happening. You know, the Rolling Stone Country, and I think USA Today, didn't they name The Goldmine as one of their songs of the summer or something? You've had big, big publications suddenly talking about Kelsey Walden. I mean, Where do you think that started this time? Was there a moment where someone said, hey, Rolling Stone Country says you're one of the hot artists? Was that out of nowhere, or did you kind of see this coming on the horizon?
No, I didn't really see that coming. I mean, you know, we started recording this record back in August, and I did kind of a Indiegogo fundraiser for it, which helped me raise a big part of it. But, you know, of course, I paid for the other half myself, and paid for a lot of it myself. And it seemed like it took a little while, you know. It was like going kind of slow as far as, like, you know, because everyone's got their own schedule. I mean, everything was tracked, but then it was like we had to get it mixed and mastered, and that took like a little bit because, you know, the engineer has a different schedule. You know, it basically took like almost a year for this whole thing to get done, and then I finally get the copies and the masters, and then it was so slow, and then it was all so fast. I mean, I didn't see that stuff on the horizon. I just knew that, you know, I needed some good, you know, a good team, which, you know, I've had a good, of course, you know, I have a publicist working with me, and that doesn't, stomach's growling on the air. Excuse me. And then, but, you know, it's just been really great because, we're such a good team, and, you know, she really believed in the record, and, you know, it was a totally pure thing. I mean, we didn't know what would become of it. I mean, this kind of thing is like one person at a time, you know, and then it just turned out, people are really digging it. So, I mean, you never know. I'm just so happy that it's, you know, being received the way it is. So,
I'll tell you what, it's, you're riding the wave, so just enjoy it while it's riding. We've got time for one more cut. What are you going to play for us?
Well, let's do High in Heels.
Oh.
Do that one.
We heard the full band in hour one off the album. Now you're going to get the solo acoustic. For the last time today on Sounds Good, this is Miss Kelsey Walden with High in Heels. Great stuff, Kelsey. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Playing for us today. Again, tonight at 7 at Maiden Alley Cinema is, I guess, the local CD release party for the Gold Mine.
Yes.
And will you have copies available there?
I will, yeah. They're getting special treatment, Western Kentucky, so they're getting it before their actual release date.
Well, we appreciate you dropping by. Come back again. There's no reason why you can't come on again.
Keep spinning that record.
Making Ballard County proud. It's Kelsey Walden. Her upcoming record is called The Gold Mine. If you're in Paducah tonight, the CD release is at 7 o'clock at Maiden Alley Cinema.